Tonight, since Hashem, we want to make a little bit of a sikum, a chazorah, the Indian that we, and they say, the journey of this man. There's always a certain, the kudus, same thing when you learn Masechta. At the end of this man, you look back, skira achas, the certain bechin of a skira achas, which states that you can't cover in one thing, all the protum are a certain mile in seeing the bigger picture. We start off this man, Shlomo Yavek, there's a tremendous tzurich for a mensch, for a yid, to build himself. The fact suggested in the earlier years, the earlier it's easier to build. Because say that a person has to become a gabayit a mensch, we saw. The haino. The shit is dik avona is not like that. Is that if I have a mensch has many good things going for him, many talents. The things that are good. And the bad things, the points that are missing, as we go on in life, we'll take care of them, you know, we'll see. But the mice and the sign is moira, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. And the sad story is that there's a lot of good things that mentioned in general, but there's many, many people in the Tzibur who are unfortunately missing a lot of things. Remagdor, I think, then was there's so many people you find, so many bright spots. Every year definitely has bright spots, how much they shine. But at the same time, there's so many blind spots. There's so many blind spots. Pushing missing so many things. And pushing the heart goes out to see that the people on a matzav where you can always work on yourself, but they can't. We spoke about this then, how often, I can't stress how many times I've heard this line from a bachur in Gaman. It talks about his parents or his in-laws, and they say these people. It's painful that there are so many people in the tzibur who will say they're great people, but at home everyone suffers from that. It's probably come out one of the most commonly heard lines when people talk about parents. This contradictory thing. What is that? That's bright spots and blind spots. There are so many good things talking about people. Both bin Adam Lamakim, both bin Adam Lachveri. The Bemis have very good things, but they're not worked out. And that was the cry that we need to build ourselves. And again, we talked about it, we said many examples, and I want it to be very clear, it's not only specific parents, it's Rosh Hashivas, it's Magidishurim, and I'm partial not Magazim Bechal. It's presidents of shuls, it's gaboim in shuls, it's members of shuls, it's neighbors with other people. There's so many people who are not worked out. The average in their midas. And it comes out. It comes out, plenty of people lied from it, plenty of people suffer from it. And they themselves suffer the most. So we saw from the morale and the mission of us, it says there were 10 dairies from Adam Arishan and Noach, and from Noach to Avram, and they were all machisim lefonov. And they all called Kasta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Avram came. So after morale, Avram created a revolution in Chiddush. This is the Chiddush that we started with. How to build a person. The toys that we all have is that the way you build the person is you take his talents, his high part, the higher part of a person, and you go further. His seichel, the amazing seichel that he has. Even the natural generosity there is in human, that's a high part of a person. But I call the bright spots before, they're there. So as far as take that and go further. Avraham said, you got it totally wrong. Avraham Avinu was mechadish that the ikur avoida, that we want to build a person, has to be in the ground floor of the person. The ground floor of the person, the nefesh bahamis, is the koiches ha-nefesh, the koiches ha-nefesh of the mensch. The Ruach Koyachas HaNefesh, they're so unworked out, they're so not fine-tuned. You have to work them out. You have to build them in a way that everything that's lying on top of that is going to be Mushpa L'Toiv. Hurry, all those beautiful talents, the shining parts of the person, the parts that write the Shtekach Torah and the Ishasach, the parts that write the thesis on a new scientific theory, Hurry, they're all riding on your ground floor. They're all Mushpa, every single move you make. The ground floor of the mensch, the Hainu, the Midas, the goof of the mensch, leaves its fingerprints in every single movement and every single thought that you have. So Avraham Avinu said, take that kishrin that you're using in your shtikl Torah and Ishasach. Take that kishrin you're using in making a new plan and a new neighborhood in Chesed Beit Shemesh. And take that kishrin you have and use it on your Midas. Take that kishrin that you have and start working out. Yes, I know, we talked about Uzman, something that's very hard to do. But use your kishrin to try to work out your fabric. That was Avraham's chiddush. So we saw, what did Avraham do? Avraham started, and he started the binyan of mensch kenes, to start from that midas chesed. And we saw that the same midas chesed is, Avraham was the av of chesed, he was the av of emunah. The Hainu, this yisoid, this tenua is going to be the kisei, it's going to be the cheer where all of the midas and all of the person's emunah, which is all Torah and mitzvahs, sits. What is the yisoid of chesed? So we saw that chesed before ma'isei chesed, together with ma'isei chesed, before ma'isei chesed, together with ma'isei chesed, it's the tenua of being marcha v'anoichi. It's the tenua of being marcha v'ani. Let's read, I think we read this then, I think this man, and maybe we could read it, I hope we read it a little more maturely, a little bit seeing from the higher point, higher view. Let's read the lesson from Volbe. Volbe Nalishor says like this, Hadover Mafli, Sharish Echelem and Ephesh, he's talking about Yir Shemayim and Chesed, we're borrowing it for Emunah, the way we were going. Yesh Roya Mechutzeloi, V'yesh Einu Roya Bo'ilim Elis Atzmai. There are two types of people. There's a person who sees beyond. He sees the outside. He sees the external. He sees beyond him. And there's another person, all he sees is himself. Zeh sheroya rakes atzmoy. Margish rakes eshechos aloy. Margish means what you feel, constant. Not when I tap you on the head and I think, oh, you want to do a chesed. That's not what you're margish. Margish is what you're constantly thinking, what you're constantly feeling. Margish rakes eshechos aloy. Chai rak lanos ishaloi. There's a second, is what you're chaser, and then there's the hano you want to get. A person's always heading to some sort of hano. This first person is always chai for his hano. Einoi roye ezulasei. There's italics on the roye. Einoi roye ezulasei. Pasha doesn't see yenim. Umisha einoi roye ezulasei. Einoi roye odom nitzrach. He doesn't see an Adam Nitzrach. That Adam Nitzrach could be your wife, could be your child, your shver, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your Rebbe, your Chavusa. He doesn't see an Adam Nitzrach. I'm just going to go for a side for a second. What we're saying, there's no Mokum L'chalik. This Nikud that we saw later, it's Yisoid Musud. The Koichas and Nefesh of a person don't have a Seichel. A Seichel could differentiate between the address, whether it's the Eibishter or it's a friend. The seichel could say, oh, the Eibishter is hoich, the Eibishter. Koichas and nefesh are not armed with the seichel inside of it. They're blind, the Rabbah calls them in another place. They're blind. So the same exact koichas and nefesh, if your koichas and nefesh are selfish, they don't differentiate between the Eibishter and the Yenim. If they don't see Yenim, they don't see Chavusa, they don't see them. Don't fool yourself. You think you see the Eibishter, you don't see the Eibishter. Einu roye adam nitzach v'gam eser boire einu roye. Moshe l'ma adav adoyim. You have Ruven, he's sitting in a room, and the door and the chaloinos are closed. In America, with the trisim, you hear chapter so much, like closed, you don't see anything. Closed, the tris is closed. There's absolutely no light coming out. The door is closed, the trisim are closed, nothing is coming in. All of a sudden, he sees a whole world. Take off Roya Sako. Hashemayim v'aretz. Cain. The Nimshol is us. Zeh kovul v'shakua ba'atzmai. Someone who's trapped, who's tied. Kovul is someone like he's See, that's wearing handcuffs. Someone who's trapped and he's absorbed in himself. He's self-absorbed. We saw this lashon from the Goyim. You have the losses on your heart. The Goyim says, Dalsi, you have the losses. You have doors in your heart. We don't see it. It doesn't seem like I have a door in my heart. You know, you have doors and you have windows. You have trisim on your heart and they're closed. We saw this is the sugya that Rav Avinu knew encompasses the mensch, the hayin, b'achovas bir. What do we see? There's a midah, which was a midah, that's mitzias a mensch, ani. And that is the strongest, we mark of Shaita, that is the most important part of us. If your ani is not there, then ain ani li mili. Anything, nekoid haiklal v'yotcha, if your ani is not involved, something is missing. And obviously there were endless madrigas of your knee being evolved. But that's the klal gadol. When your knee is dear, when you're at home, when you feel your knee is me, it's going for me, it's myself, that is everything about a person. It's the end and the start of a mensch. And without that, you don't own anything, nothing connects to you, you're nothing. Dahainu, that is everything. Everything starts with your knee and everything else. Chas v'sholem, chas v'sholem. That a person should be mezalgon zani, chal mevatel zani. You mamish be left with nothing. Kepshuta, im ein ani, that comes a fortune, you'll have to have money. Im ein ani li mili, garnished. But, this is Hashem made it, that your strongest power in the world is your greatest deterrent. Yeah. That very same ani, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a huge dosage of, because it's very important, we have a tremendous feeling of ani. We, our ani, is an oil mole by us. Hashem gave us an ani that rules, that we have deus, we have ideas about everything. We have opinions, we have agoshes, we have about every single thing, I was thinking. And that is shayla of our world. That very thing we saw, that's what I'm saying. It closes the entire world from outside of us. It's menatik us in the entire world. It creates blind spots. We're blinded from the outside world. And this is the mandazach that we saw. In Tzarecha, we have a tremendous world of ani. It's shayla of us. But with that ani, and as great as we are, we're one person. One person. People can help me a little bit. You find out what percentage of the world we take up of. In number of people, in body space, we are such a minute, puny, little, tiny thing compared to many opinions there are in the world. It's pathetic. Lashon the Rambam, we thought, and when you look at Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the best, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hakol, you're a Dei HaPa'uta, Dei HaShvela, you're garnished. So it's a pellet. You, Be'etzim, Be'yachas, the entire world, you're like a tiny, tiny, famous Moshe, a person looking through a keyhole into a room. How much of the room does he see? How much does he see the keyhole? He's a keyhole. And the bigger the room is, try to go into the Merkazi and look in the keyhole into the Merkazi. There's 500 Havusha shops learning in there, and you could see a tiny bit of each one, of the jacket of them, and you're seeing from your standpoint. And this is the pellet. You're seeing your keyhole view in the entire world. And by you, it's the entire Welt. By you, it is an entire Welt. By you, it's Borah that you have all. You know exactly what's best in the entire mirror. You know what's best in the entire Madashkol, from your entire shul. You know, you have it worked out. But if you're MS, you're talking one tiny, tiny, tiny thing. Could you imagine how handicapping that is? You're walking around 24/7 with something that appears to you that it takes up everything. But Lefi Emes, it's so small and so not what everyone else is thinking. You're one person. This is the blind side of ani. This is it's clearly. So Zokrovulva, you don't see the other person. We explained. What does it mean to don't see the other person? So we like to believe, which is not true. It just means we don't see another person. Like it was said a few more times, my kids, you could see it all the time. Your kids walking through and they push it, don't see. The mamish parents don't see. They could walk in screaming, people sleeping. They push it, b'chlal, don't see the other person. So if that's what it means, then Baruch Hashem, we're pretty good. You know, we talk to see the other person. But we said, that's not the word. When he says you don't see the other person, you see the other person. But like I just said, you see him in your keyhole. You see him, how your koichas hanefesh, all your senses, receive him, perceive him. And you see him from your side, and this is almost even more dangerous than not seeing him at all. Everyone knows that the Mesir Hashem says there's two types of choyshech. Is a choyshech that you don't see b'chlal. And he says it's a choyshech that causes you to think you see, but you're seeing something that you think is a pole, and it's a person, and a person's a pole. This is an application, a second type of choyshech. Somebody who thinks he's a Baal Chesed, and he thinks the other person, oh, of course, I heard about it. It's supposed to, I know exactly what the other person knows, but then he sees exactly what he thinks the other person needs and not what the other person needs. In a certain way, it's even worse than the person to see the other person. Because, yeah, he knows everything. He knows that I have to understand what the other person, but he constantly sees himself. Constantly sees himself. I'll just give you two examples from lately. And the whole mom gives examples. Give examples. Just two moms. But lately, I just looked at the Gemara Tzadik, Pshut Tzadik, because that happens to my shul. My shul, without getting too much into the particulars, just trying to bring out the tzir, my shul is marchiv. When the Mishkan Esther is being marchiv, and everyone knows when the yeshivish shul is marchiv, it takes about 7 or 8 years till they finish off their project. And the money is raised in the beginning, and on the way, they realize 15 times they don't have enough money. Anyway, so in the middle, they have an extra shul. They have a starting shul, but it's not finished. They decided in the middle, right now, since it's not totally finished, they're going to rent it out for simcha events. And a lot of people, including this person, had tainus. They already started using it as a shul, and now they're renting it out for simcha events, not covered base classes. They came with one day, it's not even one day. And he says, you should slowly start making simchas on the shul. So I smiled him and I said, when you start sitting in the vada of the Beit Knesset, the base Knesset, then you can start telling them something. The vada is the people who get together once a month to try to take care of it. I said, yes, if you start sitting in the vada, you'll be able to tell them something. So he says, now here, you're telling me that I can't have kindness unless I have Eitzes and unless I think about what the base Knesset needs. And I said, yeah, no problem. This class, there are hundreds of people in the shul walking around, and it's like a davar. What does that mean? He sees the shul the way it is. He doesn't have the chrayis of raising the money for the shul. He doesn't have the chrayis of making the decisions for the shul. He only has, he's a small person who comes into the shul where he was, and he can complain. How could you express opinion? How could you express opinion before hearing the other person's side or feeling the other person's side? We always see things from our side. We see the other side, but we see it from our side. And we solve those matters. What about, I'm going to give a tzir for everybody, and this is the Rain again. Imagine you're part of a chabur that was sitting in a certain place, in a place in yeshiva, 10 years, 15 years, and all of a sudden you get a message from the yeshiva, they want to switch your makom in a chabur. Imagine that happens. So what happens? Imagine. Elias, you're a resident shit, right? You have a nice right corner in the base of Shai place. Get a message of a sudden we're throwing into the Merkazi in the middle of the Merkazi. What's gonna happen? How many guys in Reza? What do people start thinking? So 9 out of 10 people, why do I like? we have a kabur over here. Who says all that slocha that we have for the past? Who says that slacha that we have all the past? How do we know it's going to continue? How do we know it's going to continue? These are all great feelings, all true feelings. But a person who's a b'nei avraham, the first thing right away, he knows his feelings he's going to feel. He doesn't have to work to feel your feelings. You're feeling your boich. What's sitting on your boich, you feel 24/7. This first tenua is, let me try to think what's coming from the other side. Let me try to hear what the His first tinuah, his first, he said, oh, he's to get it. What's coming from the, where is it coming from? What is the nidainim? Why are they trying to move us? Are there other people? The mere chabur of 80 people is pretty big, but 7,500 people is also pretty big, right? So there's a lot of other people in the mere. It's classic. Ein no roya el esatim. Who's going to Mushalom? Ein no roya el esatim. So, this was Avraham Avinu. So what Avraham Avinu was in Mechadish? He was Mechadish that you could take another person into yourself. And this is the only Eitzel. You and me can't leave. Very big. You can't leave your Ani. You have to stay with your Ani. You have to live in the Ani. But what you could do is develop the ability that world of Yanim. Yanim doesn't mean a person. It doesn't mean Dafka Hashem. It means an entire world. It's an entire outside existing world of millions of people. And the Eibishter, the Borei Kol Olamos, who is obviously bigger than all the Pratim of the world. That whole Metzias out of you is constantly going on while you are going on. When you start to realize how blind you are, blind spots a person wants to make up for. I don't drive. I've seen sometimes people, sometimes a car has a blind spot for whatever reason, like a mirror that's not going the right way. If the driver's aware of that, you'll see a lot of times Kaseder, like almost going to be a little OCD, he'll constantly be looking for the blind spot. Like, he's afraid because he knows he has a blind spot. If someone chaps how blind you are, how much you're menatic, how much there are people crawling all around you, there's a world all around you that you're shutting out, so you feel the need to be in touch with that world. You bring that world, you create those four psachim that Avraham Avinu created himself. Ma'uruf and Mabriz. Aye, that's very hard, yeah. I'm asking. Yeah, it's very hard, good, it's supposed to be hard. Because you're extending yourself. You have to embrace a whole foreign mitzvah. I think we said the Moshe Leir, many times, it's like mitas stoim. Because I'll say mitas stoim. I'll say when stoim did achnosas orchim. So when there was a person who was very short, so they took him to a bed and they said, you fit in this bed? Oh, well, you can only sleep in this bed if you fit in this bed. Ah, you're missing 5 inches here and you're missing 3 inches on the other side. Okay, stretch you out. Stretch the person out until you. His Avon would be Mispark. That's it, there's nothing left of him. This Savoy that we're talking about, his mind is like stretching his ears out. Yeah, stretching his ears out. It's the hardest thing to embrace yourself. Now, there are two other Matzavim which are much easier. Either stay in your own world, self-absorbed, that's beautiful. There are some other people also, they forget about themselves, they can do that momentarily, totally forget about themselves, and go into Yenna's world. That we said before, that's totally unhealthy. That doesn't last, first of all, you totally pull apart. But to stay myself and to bring other people into my world, which is what we have to do, to be connected to them, in touch with them, to constantly be feeling and being in touch and being aware, that's my question. But that's what we have to do. I was thinking, maybe, the going initially is limited. The Goyim and Mishnah is only the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created us, we have one mouth and two ears and two eyes. Think about everything, right? Why do we have one mouth and two ears and two eyes? Major one, these are three out of our five senses. So He says something, I'm going to say a little bit different. The mouth is what we blurt out. We eat that way. That's enough one. The eyes and the ears is the way we perceive, the way we take in, the way we breathe in the world. That you need to us. And there's a depth here, mamishness nakuda. Eyes, I'm not such a genius in biology, but I remember a little bit, I don't have this clear by the ears, but I think it's the same type of thing. The eyes, why does a person have two eyes? Probably most people never thought about it. Think too much about anything. Why do you have two eyes? So one of the basic ideas of two eyes is, one eye, you're able to see what's in front of you. But the musig, it's called depth perception, you can't see with one eye. You can see something in front of you, but you don't know how close it is to you. You don't know how close it is to you. You see it. You can measure how far it's standing close to you. It's very important. Very important. See, you know, especially when you play basketball, you gotta know how far the hoop is from you. You gotta measure anything. You gotta have depth perception, driving, anything, it's right. I know. The second eye is to see the yachas of the sviva to what I'm seeing.
It's the yachas, yachasi to what I'm seeing, to what I am. It could be there's a hidden message over here. Kodesh Baruch Hu built us in a way that yes, we should be able to perceive the outside world. We should hear and see the outside world, but realize that there's an avoid to take in their standpoint, to take in their side, to take in, not only just do see straight. And that's what working in this mind, not to mean remain one-eyed, one-eared people. We're one-eyed, one-eared people. We gotta try to make ourselves bigger. We saw this in the sugya of Zehirus and Maman Acheru. We saw this in communication. We saw this in Abbotz's Torah. We saw this in Agiyas. We saw this in Sinas Chinam at Machleksin. We saw this in so many sugyas, how they require, they're both opportunities to work at it, and they're both things that require you to become a person that breathes into another person. At certain points in the Vadim, where the masks, so where did we get this from? It's so hard, where did we get this from? We got this from the Eibishter. We all have it somewhere we can. We were all created. B'tzelem elokim, b'tzelem elokim. But you say, but how we were created. We have a tzelem elokim. We have an Indian elokim inside of us. One of the basic hakdoros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not hakdoros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the basic features of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this muscle of going beyond yourself. Bereishis bara elokim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz. Bereishis bara elokim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz. And the Mefarshim say, Bria is the first word in the Torah, the first word of creation. Bria. Bria, there's always a shirish, a connection between Lashon HaKodesh and Aramis. There's a shirish, there's a connection. In Aramis, in Aramaic, the word bra means outside. Outside. Puk chazi lebra, levar. Go outside, see what they paskin like, take the brace out, lebra. The Bria was a Kadosh Baruch Hu exiting Kavi Yochel himself. That was one of the most basic hagdoras of the Bria, the Pirush Haim. What is that? Be'etzem lefi emes lamitoy ein oy mulvadoy. Les atar ponui mine klal. The Bria is one big groyser dimion. It's be'etzem a dimion. Kavi Yochel looks like, right here, the Yibush is not here, that's what it looks like. Me and you could raise our hand to do a malacha on Shabbos. That's not an excuse. How could you raise your hand within HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself to do Negan HaLikus? You can't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him that. He made the whole world that there's a whole entire Welt. But all the Pratim, that it's not Nikr. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did he do that? The Torah was saying, because the ultimate Rotzen Hashem was lehitiv libriyo yisof, and that requires bechira, that we should become a bialim of the Torah. So for that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an entire bria that ke'ilu kaviyochel is outside of him. Dainu allows for an entire mitzias that's not meshubit to him, that's not within him. Something before Hashem, this is the shirush of the washing bria bro. There's no greater yitzir, there's no greater ability to Kav Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his own mitzias, to embrace another mitzias. This, I agree. The meat that we're talking about this whole Zman is not natural. But we all have it. Selim Elokim Oses Olam. We all have it. It's against the grain. It's not natural. But it's something that we have to build. We saw this again in so many sugyas in the middle of the marriage. We just mentioned, again, how much do I have to tell you? How much do I tell you again and again? Parenting. It's impossible. It's impossible to parent without this. It's impossible to parent without this. It's possible to teach the husband with the wife. The husband doesn't see the wife. The wife doesn't see the husband. They're talking to each other and not seeing each other. You're going to go back being a zmanim. You're going to be oisik a lot with parents and in-laws. Try to see them. Again, maybe I didn't stress this tonight, but then I stress it. It doesn't mean to give in to them. I'm not talking about giving in to them. The whole man, we didn't talk one time about giving in. That's Vitor, it's another sugya. It's rather a beautiful sugya. It's only what we talked about. I'm just talking about, and the previous example I said about the Rashiva says you move, you have to move. You have to move, but you have to see his side. You have to see his side clear, not as a second thought.
If you see it as a second thought after you thought about your side for 2 hours, then of course his side doesn't come out like anything. Your parents, your in-laws, they want this, they want that. There's going to be a Shaila, Chalamoy, where should we go? There's seven couples. The first thing you should think about is don't think about what you guys want. Think about what the other six couples want. Then think about what you want. Of course you're going to see right away your side.
This, to me, the Nakud is, what's the Tnuah, the Muskarisha? Someone who's Ma'ur and Ma'briyas? Someone who is Mechuber with other people? It's Aleph based this. It comes to Aleph based. It's Poshit. It becomes second nature. It becomes second nature that he's in tune, that he's right away weird, that he's blinding out the other side. And he right away turns to the side, and we saw that this is where Amunah comes from. We saw, first of all, Amunah is the Yisoid of Kol Yisoidus. And we saw the same Avram, who Hashem was Nira Eilov, is the same Avram of Chesed. What was Hashem Nira Eilov? It says in the beginning of Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu was Boina Mizbeach LaHashem HaNir Eilov. Shteltzich L'Meshe Chochma. What's this Loshen, HaShem HaNir Eilov? Zok L'Meshe Chochma. That since Adam HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't appear to anybody else. He spoke. There was Nevuah, but there was speech that wasn't appeared. There's HaGosha, HaShem appeared to him. Why? Because Avram saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his side. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his side. It's the same thing. We spoke about this. The same blind spot. The same many yidden that we know that are beautiful yidden. You could sit them down and give you a speech, a shir about Amunah, a shir about thanking Hashem. But when it comes crunch time, it comes time, they're blind spots. Where they're caught and they're stuck. Nebush is not in the world because they never saw Hashem from his side. They saw Hashem from his side. We saw that the Yisoid of Amunah being the constant out. The Yisoid of Amunah is what it says. Vayoyitze oyisei achotza. The Yisoid of Amunah is that not just to believe in the reality of Hashem, to make the reality of Hashem part of your keyhole. We spoke about that you're living in a keyhole. It's a tiny bit of a world. You're living in Chsil Loyoven Ezois, in the capital of Toiv Lohoides Lashem. The Chsil Loyoven Ezois, he's stuck in his small Nakuda. He can't understand why he said before, why his kid didn't get into the yeshiva that he wanted him to. He can't, and it's taking over his entire Metzias. And I'm asking him to take over his entire Metzias. Because we live in Arni. If your kid doesn't get in yeshiva, that's all you and your wife will be talking about for the next month. I'm asking. But you have to put into that world that there's a whole other world that's going on. There's a whole other bria with that what's going on. The Eibishter is orchestrating millions of things. And there are other things that are going on. Vayoyitze Asechutza means he took Avram Avinu up above the constellations, but he didn't leave him there. Avram Avinu was able to take that whole Metzias into his pajamas, into his day-to-day life, into his small ani, it wasn't so small, he made it bigger, and he was able to make that a reality. So not only was he able to see, he was able to live, he's able to embrace that nekuda you need, that ability that you're constantly living with other people. The world of the Zulas becomes yours, your marchiv, your anoichi, is koilel the other person. It's koilel, you're aware of all the chayvis you have, you're aware of all the neighbors, what they expect from you. You're aware, you're constantly aware. You're living, you're connected, you're Dutch, you're aware. This is the sugya we saw just end. And we mentioned this, understood better. This man, this is the Taich, the famous member of the Bitzel Volozhin, brings from his father, Chaim Volozhin, Zechon of Rochim, beginning of Nefesh Chaim. It's a very sugya that the other Meshivas, it's one of the Marashas, the Meshivas. Mr. Volozhin said that it's Koy Ho Yudvoroy Eilei Tomid. And Rav Chaim Volozhin always told me this. He told me, Yizeh kol ha'odom. Shaloi la'atzmoy nivro, shaloi la'atzmoy nivro, ela lo'choye la'achrini. Kekol asher timsa b'yodoy la'asoyz. You want to hear the words of Chaim Volozhin, he's talking about the etzem yitziras ha'odom. I heard this once from a basher. He's talking about the etzem yitziras ha'odom. He's talking about the etzem, what a person's made. And he's saying a person was made
Forget him. Now, can I ask Pashut Pshat on the Pharaoh's? Does this make any sense? I don't understand. Reuven was created for Shimon, and Shimon was created for Reuven, so everyone was created for the other person. So, who does Hashem want in the world? I don't understand. Hashem didn't create me, Meir Wurzig, He created Meir Wurzig for someone else. So when he also created another person for me, what does Hashem want? What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did create, the Etzem Bria wasn't for each person, it was for another person? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. I think, the Eimei Kataych, he's not saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create for you. He did create for you, right there. And he, every single person, every single one in this room, everyone has a unique kuda, a chidus that Hashem wants. But what is you? What are you? You are a chifza l'chilachmi. Because Kol's man that Yitzura Sa'odam is la'atzmoy, I know that Mabobah say doesn't see anybody. You're not a real person. You're this blind person. You're this person who's creating car crashes all the time. You're running over other people and you're also suffering. You're also suffering. Because a person who doesn't see, he can't communicate, he can't get along with people. He's soivah more than anybody. So the Tzura Sa'odam of Ani, that's what he means. Ki zeh kol ha'odam, is that he has to be lohoy lachmin, he has to change his Tzura, that he includes the world of Yenim in his world. Thus is the mensch, this is the mensch that everyone else is part of his life, and the Eibishter is part of his life. This is a real person. The other person is a Martian, the other person is a Manutak Bria, who's totally out of touch with the Mitzvahs. He's not here. He's all to all kinds of a broch is we should all, as Hashem, follow in the ways of Ram Avinu. Was a big sugya. The biggest bracha, like I said, is the bracha for us. The more we're able to be ma'arech v'ani, b'nei Avram, b'ninim b'im b'aminim, is the more we're able to come, be miyasim, we're able to be mekayim, the true to us Adam, v'choyel l'achrini, to be the binyan Adam, a chesed, and aminim b'im aminim. Fe'el v'nkashem b'yasach.